This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Forgiveness is something that the Lord does. If you're a person who withholds forgiveness from other people, remember that what matters ultimately is the Lord's forgiveness. I've met people, even Christian people, who withhold forgiveness from people as if it really matters to that person, and it does matter. I'm not downplaying it at all. But they act like it's the only thing that matters, and that's not true. What matters is that God forgives me, not you forgive me. What matters is that God forgives you, not that I forgive you. That's what I want you to go home with today. Ultimately, what matters is that the Lord does. And the forgiveness that's offered by the Lord Jesus Christ is the second half of the two-part message that Jesus said you're going to preach. Repentance of sin and forgiveness of sin. Repentance and forgiveness. It's the missing element in most churches today. Now then, we're going to focus in on verse 45. Let's bring up verse 45. Then Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. I am big on word meanings. You know that if you've ever heard me preach before. And I want to tell you what I found out about the word open. It's a graphic term. I found out the word open would be used to describe the Greek word for what happens when a woman has a baby for the first time. What happens for the first time? The womb is opened in a way that it's never been opened before. And that's the word that Luke uses. That Luke the doctor, that Jesus opened the minds. In other words, their minds were opened in a way they'd never been opened before. I found out it's a term that would be used medically to describe when a person has surgery and the chest is opened up, the abdominal cavity is opened up, and there's an incision made and it's opened up in a way it's never happened before. And if you've had surgery, you hope it never happens again. But that's the word, opened up their abdomen or their chest. And that's the word that Luke says, that Jesus Christ opened up the minds of the disciples to understand the scriptures. I was wondering then, is that used in any other place? Yes, it is. In the book of Acts, it talks about a woman by the name of Lydia. Lydia was a seller of purple. She was from the city of Thyatira. She was a businesswoman. She had her own business. And Acts 16:14 says that the Lord opened up her mind so she could respond to Paul's message. I love that. The Lord opened up Lydia's mind so she could respond to Paul's message. You know, I've met so many ministers over the years who've told me how many people they've won to Christ. Well, I won these people, and I won him, and then I won her, and then I won this group of people. Folks, I came to the realization a long time ago, I don't win anybody to Christ. Nobody. The Lord opens up the mind of that man. The Lord opens the mind of that woman so they understand that Jesus is Lord. And it said, you got any other proof? Yeah, 1 Corinthians says, no man or woman calls Jesus Lord except by the Spirit of God. I know I've explained this before, but it's worth explaining again. In conversion, you know what happens? The Holy Spirit of God speaks to your spirit and my spirit and says to us, Jesus Christ is Lord. And the light goes off like in Mrs. Conrad's class, but only in a more profound way. And I realize Jesus is who he claimed to be. He really, really is who he claimed to be. And my life will never be the same because I've come to that realization. I want to close with a dramatic story of how the Lord can open up the mind of a man. And you'll never believe where I got this story. I found it in the Wall Street Journal.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want you to hear this conversion story from the Wall Street Journal of all things. It will speak to you in a powerful way how a man's eyes were opened to Christ.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.